Welcome in to the Bengals Beat podcast, a day after the Bengals and Ravens primetime Sunday night showdown. Jason, let's kick it off with give me your initial thoughts. You've had a night to sleep on, digest the game. What are your initial thoughts about what took place last night?
Well, my initial thought is I'm still hung up on that, them getting down there on the 2-yard line and running just like really huge 2-head scratching plays. And that's really what I'm hung up on. That's what I was hung up on last night after the game. That's what I wrote about today on Cincinnati.com. And that's what I'm sitting here today. Like, when you look at that offense, Kels, Mixon had a good game, solid game last night. He got going. So maybe that quells some concerns there with the running game. The offensive line is protecting better. Burrow, but he's shaky right now, but he's Joe Burrow. I think it's zeroing in on the play calling of Zach Taylor is really the glaring problem for this offense right now. And it'll be interesting to see as this week plays out, the questions that are asked of him on that. And it's just something's got to change there. Like either he has to call better plays or he has to turn over play calling to someone else, because this thing now is at 2-3 and they're underachieving, and the schedule only gets harder from here on out. So you can't afford to lose too many more of these close games, or they're going to be dangerously close to, and again, we're only after week 5 here, but you got to win these close games. And you can't get down there in the red zone or, heck, inside the 5 and, running double reverses and, the shovel pass plays. It's like line up, give it to your workhorse running back and push it into the end zone. That's pretty basic football, and that's how you win football games like last night, and they didn't do it.
So let's talk about that one, because – I was the one that asked Zach in the press conference the week before you decided to take the points in a similar situation. We both looked at each other and we said, well, that shows you how much faith they have in their run game. Remember, like, Zach decided to kick the field goal against the Dolphins in like a fourth and one situation. I don't remember what quarter it was. But now in Baltimore, he decides to go for it. And the plays were what they were. The third down loss of 14 yards is just that absolutely can't happen. You can't be on the 2-yard line and then get yourself back on the 14-yard line. That's just not something that can happen there. But even then, Burrow's still able to do his Houdini act and get them back to the 2-yard line. So then you're like, all right, we escaped what could have been a horrendous execution of a play call. And you think you go with something you know is automatic. And right now the Bengals don't have an automatic. And that's kind of what my story is this week and what I wrote in my analysis is. If you were a random person on the street and you were asked, what's the identity of the Bengals offense? What would you say?
Oh, well, that's a great question. I mean, the identity right now is underachieving and inconsistent. That's the identity of offense.
Because last year, the first thing out of your mouth would be explosive. Like, keep their foot on the gas, like unstoppable offense, electric, all these things. So I did some digging into it this morning, and I think this might blow your mind a little bit. Okay, so I'm poking around and, they're very middle of the pack in a bunch of the major stats, like points per drive, 17th, red zone, 19th, third and out, 18th. Like, they're not in the bottom quarter, but they're not, killing it per se. Defense, top 5, top 10, top 5 again. Like, the defense is, a top 10 defense. That's been solidified. But this is the one where I'm like, so if they're middle of the pack in all of these stats, where is the disconnect for this offense? And I think I found it. When you look at the yards per play, which is a stat that they track, right now, the Bengals are averaging 4.8 yards per play. That's 30th in the league. Only the Rams, who have so many issues with their offensive line and look like a shell of themselves, and the Pittsburgh Steelers, the woeful Steelers, who just made a quarterback change. Those are the only two teams that have less yards per play than the Bengals. And so then I wanted to see what they were in this metric last year. In 2021, when they won the AFC Championship, they ranked number 5 in the NFL, averaging 5.9 yards per play. So that right there tells you the story of what's going on. They're not the explosive team that they once were, and you can point to a number of reasons, but they're not getting enough yards per play to keep them on the field long enough and to make them an offense that defensive coordinators are scared of.
Yeah, and I mean, my question to you, Kelsey, is, well, look, if I can go back to real quick, because I'm just, and I know fans are hung up on it today as well, as they try to figure out what the heck after last night and then what the heck going forward. But you get that ball down there, you know, you're right. Like Joe Burrow did his Houdini act and got the ball to Chase, and he got it down to the back to the 2 yard line after the whatever play that was to Tyler Boyd, not Tyler Boyd's fault. So they get it back to the 2. That's the moment right there, because Joe Mixon was running the ball effectively all night. You know, he ran well in the first half, then they completely went away from him in the third quarter. And then, I don't know why, because he was running the ball really well in the second quarter. And that's a moment right there where, all right, let's, you know what, this is a team in Baltimore who's giving up 5 yards a carry on the ground. They're not good against the run, and the Bengals are proving it that they weren't good against the run. Every time they were handing the ball to Mixon, and yeah, he got stuffed a handful of times, but for the most part, he was getting some nice chunk yardage. You line up right there. You really inject some confidence into this offense, this offensive line, into Mixon, into Burrow, the whole offense, by being able to line up right there and plow through and get that go ahead touchdown, and they don't do it. And now we're all sitting here today questioning the play calling and what the heck's wrong with this offense. And the interesting thing is if they would have done that right there and scored, and then they obviously scored again, that we're talking about a victory today. They're 3-2. And I think we're all sitting here saying today, hey, you know what? You know, the offense has still got some issues, but,
they won, you know, on the road in a hostile environment.
That's right. In a place where under John Harbaugh, the team was, what, 18-2 in primetime games? Well, now they're 18-3. Well, they would have been if the Bengals would have won and lined up there and, I think, you know, done what they should have done and scored a touchdown. But instead, we're all like, this thing is just a mess right now. And everybody's questioning the play calling, and I think that, to me, that's the – and right, the players execute the plays, and the downfield, the deep passing game is not there. We saw glimpses of it against Miami, but, you know, no T. Higgins last night for the most of the game. And, you know, certainly there's questions there. But I think at the end of the day, if everybody's healthy, I don't know if we're questioning the deep passing game all that much if T. Higgins is in there.
But to that extent, though, Joe Burrow, and I have it in my analysis, he literally said after the game, if they're going to play us like that, basically all I'm going to have is checkdowns. And the NFL has figured out how to take away the Bengals' deep threat passing game. And it's like they've yet to come back with their move. It's like a chess game. Zach and his staff have yet to come back with a move of, okay, we see what you're doing. We see that your ultimate goal here is to make sure Ja'Marr Chase doesn't beat us over the top. Got it. Okay, what do we do now? And when your quarterback says there's just nothing down the field if teams are going to play us like they did today, your quarterback just admitted to every defensive coordinator, go do that, because we have no answer when you do that. And when your offense is built off of explosive plays, I asked Zach Taylor before the start of the season, I said, what do you hope the identity of your offense is this season? Last year, he said explosive, and he said even more explosive. They are not even more explosive. They are way less explosive, and now they just look like they don't have an identity, and their identity right now is how good their defense is. So I don't know. I don't know where they go from here. The thing with the whole play calling thing, though, Jason, is like Zach Taylor just signed a contract extension. Like, I've been around the NFL enough to know that, like, when the head coach who's the play caller who's hired to be that gives that up, that usually doesn't fix things. And so I don't know if that's necessarily the answer, but they gotta figure it out, because I mean, they're running out of time here. And like you said, the schedule doesn't get any easier, and we can't keep hearing it's getting close. It's getting close. How many times have we heard that? We think we're getting there. The run game, we think we're getting there. We think we're close on offense. Okay, well, we're in week 6 now. So, and the Saints won last week. So we shall see what type of answers the Bengals coaching staff has, because they allowed one touchdown to one of the most electric players in the NFL, and that should be enough to win in the NFL.
Fans don't want to hear we're getting close anymore. Hey, this team's coming off a Super Bowl. This team has sputtered through 5 weeks now, and it's the same players, the same core players who took them to the Super Bowl last year. And so fans, they don't want to hear that excuse, we're getting close. And let's be honest, Kelsey, this is not, it's not like there's, you know, 5-6 new players on this offense. You know, certainly there's, you know, a new line. But, you know, the line's gotten better. Yeah. It's protecting better, and things still aren't changing. And so
I think that's going to be my question to Joe Burrow on Wednesday, is when you look at the numbers across the board, the offensive line is better. That was all that needed to be fixed, per se, this offseason. So how do you explain a decline in productivity?
That'll be a good question. That you'll have to ask, and I don't know if you'll get a straight answer.
I might get some daggers thrown at me with his eyes.
Well, there's got to be some, you know, I'm not saying this. I'm just generally speaking, like, myself, anybody, like, asking the questions, whatever, there should be some tough questions. Team is, it's certainly, let's face it, like, if this thing keeps going the way it's going, they're not going to make the playoffs. And that seems pretty crazy to think that. And hey, it's still early. But as I mentioned, and we talked about it before, like, this, you know, the schedule gets harder. It's one of the hardest schedules in the NFL. And are you going to be sitting here looking back and thinking, daggone, like, if only we hadn't thrown the shovel pass on the 2-yard line and given it to Mixon and won that game, or if only we would have, you know, maybe gotten maybe a little more prepared in the preseason and could have closed out that Pittsburgh game.
I'm just going to say, I don't have as much of an issue with the shovel pass as I did with the third down call. Because I rewatched it, the third down call, they didn't fake the Ravens out at all. It was so predictable.
Not one bit.
That to me was like, okay, if you're that predictable, yikes. Like, the Ravens coaching staff identified something in their film study on the Bengals that had them ready for that. The shovel pass, I think at that point they were like, Trentlum, I literally think they saw what Mike McDaniel did it with Teddy Bridgewater, except for he didn't do it in the red zone. And we're like, oh, correct, let's try that. You know what I mean? So I more so had a, like, what was that on third down? But, you know, Zach Taylor's gonna, he addressed it last night, and then he'll get more in depth with it, and we'll, you know, we'll see what he says here, because he talks here in a couple minutes. But the Bengals have a lot of questions they need to answer on offense, and it's not us being nitpicky. You're right when you say they're underachieving. This team, like, please remind me next offseason to not anoint the Bengals as anything. Like, I think it's a good reminder for all of us in media to, you know, pull back a little bit on the, this is what this team should be. Can you imagine they're going to have to pay T, Joe, Jamar? Like, you know, we're acting as if the Bengals offense is going to be, you know, amazing for the next five seasons before they even play a game. And now we're looking at each other like, excuse me, what is wrong here? You know?
Well, it's only, you know, and I don't think anybody should be critical of the media, of you, of anyone in the media who was hyping this team and thinking, hey, like, I mean, that's only natural, you know, to, when you're reporting and you're talking to people and you're seeing it, you know, in plain sight that, you know, the key figures in this offense were all back, and we're all back coming off of a Super Bowl. And, oh, and by the way, they spent all this money to upgrade their offensive line. And so, naturally, you're going to think that this offense is prepared to take the next step, and it's taken steps back, and it's puzzling. And on one hand, but on the other, we've all talked about ad nauseum the issues, and I just think it's
go time.
Say that again.
It's go time for Joe Burrow and there's no doubt Zach Taylor. That's right. They've fumbled their way. There's now 17 games, so you can't even say the fourth game is the quarter mark. Let's just call it what it is. They've fumbled their way through the first five games. They've got to win. I mean, they need to go on, and he said it, Burrow said it. They need to go on a run here before their bye week, and they absolutely should. They should beat the Saints this week, then they should come back and beat the Falcons. Then they need to go to Cleveland and win that game on Monday night on Halloween, because let me tell you this. Now, because of the hole that they've dug themselves in not beating the Steelers or the Ravens, they're going to have to sweep the Browns to win the division, because
that's gonna be tough.
They dug themselves in that hole, and Cleveland's a good team. So, and the Bengals have stunk against the Browns for the last couple of years under Zach Taylor. So they dug themselves a hole, and it's go time. We'll see what Joe Burrow and these guys are made of. But the last comment that I'll make is I think my biggest critique right now is the usage of Tyler Boyd. He's the best slot receiver in the NFL, and he's virtually, it seems like, invisible in Zach's offense at times. And especially, here's what I don't understand, Jason, when Joe Burrow is saying all they can do right now is throw these checkdowns. Well, isn't that like a benefit to have the best slot wide receiver who plays in the middle of the field that should benefit from a ton of checkdowns?
You would think.
Yeah, so that's where I end. I don't know if he was just in a bad mood, but Tyler Boyd never says no when I've asked him to talk. And I asked him to talk last night in the locker room, and he said no. So we shall see on that one. Questions to be answered. We'll see what Zach Taylor says today, and then you and I will reconvene and, you know, get into it a little bit more before we start previewing the Saints on Thursday, right?
That's right. Catch our podcast Thursdays, previewing the game. Thanks everyone for listening, and want to let everybody know, hey, your feedback's valuable. So, you know, let us know at Kelsey L. Conway, Kelsey L. Conway on Twitter, at J. Williams Cincy with a Y, at J. Williams Cincy with a Y. Kels, are you what's the rest of your day look like? Are you heading into the Zach Taylor press conference here?
Oh, I'm coming in hot. No, I'm just kidding. But yes, Zach Taylor, his Monday press conferences are usually pretty long, and I have a feeling today might be you're usually about the 30-minute marker on Monday, and I have a feeling this one might go a little bit longer, but I will report back as always, with the things that I find most interesting that we can talk about on our next episode.
Sounds great. And we'll be catching your coverage on Twitter and on Cincinnati.com. And we'll look forward to seeing, especially after a few days here of press availability. And you know, we'll talk about that on Thursday's episode.
For sure. Thanks for tuning in, everyone. We'll talk to you on Thursday.